pay homage. Top of the moon, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.
Nigga, three of them. Climb to the top with me.
Top of the top of the top of the top, top of the moon.
Top, top. Oh, shit, goddamn. Hey. I'm still over here. Goddamn, just goodbye.
Looking at new. Oh, you with the mask on the whole time? Mask on, mask on, future.
You know what I'm saying?
Episode 10 in this bitch. Ooh,
yeah, we in here, man. Top of the Move podcast. Me and my dog, Mr. Organic. Tall guy in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first things first, brother.
What's up, brother?
How was your past week?
Hey, you know I'm still cocky bind up, by the way. Still, you know what I mean? Quarantine.
How dare I? I forgot to put my headphones on.
It's all good, bro. You can hear the
velocity. I know I was missing something.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Put the earmuffs on.
All right, let's get it.
Yeah, what's but popping? I still been chilling, brother. Cocky bind up. Quarantined up, living life in the
fullest. I see you still
form.
Got Shorty on the consistent flow.
Yeah, bless you. She was in the last video.
Of course. I see you had her pushing that thing, too.
Push it to the limit.
First, you went crazy first, and then you let her push
come
it.
Come on,
second
Jeff. Chop
it
we got to show what I'm working with first. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then you show me what you got, baby. You know,
So she looked like she's standing tall then.
So far, so good. You know, she's 30.
Is three finally going to settle down?
Only time will tell, my brother. You know? I never settle for nothing in life. So down, sound. That's time double fucked up. Settle and down. Damn.
Damn, brother. But that ain't. Nah, that do sound tight.
I bad. Level up. How about
but
that?
Anything,
ooh.
That's a good one.
I'm three up.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I can see that. But still settling down like a relationship, brother. I'm talking about as far as fucking a bunch of pussy all the time.
Yeah, that's been the hardest thing.
Getting your ass eaten by multiple women all the time. Yeah, you can't have too many tongues in the butt. Brother.
Yeah, that is true. I remember one time it was like I had three different bitches on the Humvee dig up in their motherfucking snout. Like,
how do you
even
put three
snout
tongues in
the
ass?
I'm talking about like on a random, not like the same time, brother.
I was like, God damn, they're type porn up on the ass?
Hey, brother, when the spirit moved me. But but no, I'm just saying, though, it was like three just like first time fucking a bitch just in a row, like devoured me. I'm like, damn, why?
So what's the time frame? We talking about same day?
I mean, Friday, first night, meet, move. Yeah.
Back to back days?
Yeah.
So had, one, two, three type.
If it wasn't back to back, it had to be like 1 or 2 days in between. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, but it was all I met him the first time.
Type. And then like, did you ask him?
No.
So they just instantly went to like, I want to eat
I guess
your ass
I, how I positioned the leg, probably how I grabbed the leg and cock it up for him. Probably they'd probably just feel invited. Yeah. I ain't gonna go back there and get better.
Have you ever had a girl, bro? Because listen,
no, so here you go.
Have you ever had a girl?
Damn.
Because you know me, you give me.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
I got, because like, this is crazy to me. You know
it
mean?
Is crazy.
So have you ever just met a girl? And then, like, y'all about to get it popping.
Right.
And then she's just like, I want to eat your ass.
I had girls, like, ask it in a funny way. You ever had your ass? I said, yeah, I like when bitches do that shit. Okay. I said, you going to do it? Okay, I'll try it. Like, they be want to do it. So they want to.
She type already did it before. She
yeah,
just
or just
want
to do
it
to you. They want to make sure you're cool with the type. Yeah.
Right.
So, but like I said, nasty freak girls, most of them are. They want to go to that depth with you. They want to get wild, brother. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So most of, but yeah, for sure. But there's a level, brother. Like,
it is, though. But yeah, everybody.
Because I think that far exceeds, like, I think there's, like, the nasty nigga category,
right.
I'm definitely in that category.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay.
But then I feel like the one right above nasty, what would you say is after nasty? I would say disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I ain't no disgusting. There's certain shit I would never cross and certain bitches I wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For sure. That I know niggas do. I'm like, nigga, you crazy. And I'm crazy. So it's like.
No, I think there's nasty, disgusting. I think you're like definitely. I think if you're getting your ass, that type disgusting. Bro.
Okay.
No disrespect.
But that's normal,
I think
brother.
The.
But. I
where is that
you.
Door?
Overall, ahead, like you get motherfuckers behind closed door, but like, nobody knows. Just tell the truth. They don't be like, yeah, nigga. I mean, I promise you, it's going to be way more than you expect. Way more.
So, okay, what would you consider to be past? Were you like, because if three say,
right,
hey, you out of pocket, that you got to be type doing some weirdo
but
shit.
But I don't, but you got to think about it. I'm a nigga that's not, I don't never did trains. I don't like no doing trains on bitches and nothing like
right.
that. I'm not with none of that.
So
you did
you,
those, nigga?
No, I refuse. Never.
You never did no trains?
Hey, brother.
Plead the fifth, because you've been to
no
court
comment.
Before.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, so nigga, you want to play? Don't try to pull me to the dark depths. You want to jump out the goddamn cave.
Look,
the potion. Kermit sipping the tea.
Hey, brother.
Yeah,
hey, change subject. Hey, what's the news?
Okay.
What's the news?
Yeah,
with
let's
the
get to the, y'all want to get to the agenda now? Huh? Motherfucker.
Oh, who that?
Police.
All right. So let's keep it there, brother. All right, let's go, brother. So would you consider that, if you and your man flip something, that's
disgusting to me. Especially because, you know, most likely somebody gonna raw it, you know what I mean?
So no, like, that's a no, you can't do that on the flip.
Niggas, you know it's always one nigga that you flip it, he wanna hold the bitch, love the bitch.
That is true, though.
So he the one that's rawed it. Damn. You ain't, because you ain't paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might yank that thing off or something. So you got
3-0.
But even if, hold on, brother, statute of limitations. But even if you got rubbed up, right? And you sliding, because okay. You know, you leaving pubic hair on that y'all exchanging sack juice. Man, what are you doing in there, buddy? That's wild to me. You think I ain't wild for letting a bitch lick my ass when you niggas is sharing pubic hair?
Who's you niggas,
and
brother?
Ball, hey, ball sweat juice?
You must be talking to the people.
You, nigga.
Nah. Okay, all right. So let's get past it so we get the heat off me.
Yeah, that's old.
So once you get past that,
but not,
right?
But I'm just saying, for instance, not you, brother. This niggas.
Yeah, I know. That's other people, brother. Right. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
With the camera. This camera on.
Shut up, man. All right. Yeah. So wait, what's past that?
I think it's just different, like, you know, strands of the nasty to the disgusting level. You know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like motherfucker tossing the satellite is you almost disgusting level.
But almost?
Yeah, but I feel that's the last straw for me, though. It's a lot of shit I don't do. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't know. Like, I ain't ate that many pussies in my time, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, overall, for thousands of bitches, I could probably count on two hands how many pussies I devoured, brother.
Right.
I'm not no pussy-eating mother. Like, I want to eat it, eat it. Come here, let me eat your pussy first. I ain't that nigga, man. I'm the, you suck me up, man. I'm the god. I'm not here pleasure. I pleasure you with the Titan stick. You know
what about
saying?
The 69 move?
Oh, I do that. I tell a bitch shit on my nose quick when I'm in the mood. Like, it could, and that's the crazy thing about it, though. If it all depends how wild I feel at the time. If I got a spark of just wild, man, I just.
You take it pinned up.
Yeah, turn that thing around, put it on my nose.
Just got back from a little drought.
Yeah,
type
I ate
or something
a few
like
asses in my time, but a few. It's not like I don't even. Like,
I was just going to ask that next.
Yeah,
how many asses have you eaten?
Yeah, probably like 3. At the time, I'm just activated. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to be the particular baddest one of all of them. I'm just wild nigga at the time. Down the fucking aisle. Let me get
so
that
one
too.
Could have been like a type, you know, Piggly Wiggly type.
Yeah.
It don't matter how she looked.
I think it was like one I did that was type big mediocre. I was just in a mood. I was just out there with the caveman stick.
So on the finest ones, you ain't do that with?
Probably like, yeah, I probably did them too.
So would you say it's safer to eat the ass of the fine ass woman or the ugly type?
No, the fine ones, of course. You want to go all the way to the deep depths with them so they love you. Like, you want to take them to Atlantis.
Okay, I can agree with,
yeah, you
with
go all the
part
way.
Of that, but the, right. There's also a flip side of that, though.
Right.
That's
run
the ones,
business.
That's the one that's got the most traffic, the most
that's fucking
L.A.
true.
Traffic.
That's super true. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about that, too, when you indulge in those principles. But I ain't did it too many times, but I don't mind it. But it's just, I'm the nigga, bitch, got to do everything for me type. That's what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? And knock it out the box and do everything to it, but I'm not the nigga just to kiss your feet and hang you up from the wall and got
no one with kissing the feet.
Because you was a rubber dub,
nigga. I'm both, brother. I'm savagery with
not
it.
Not no more, brother. You in love. And
no,
that's
no,
good.
I'm talking
it's
about with just me and mine. I'm talking about, brother. I ain't talking about with no goddamn passage.
Yeah, that don't matter. Yeah.
Nah, that don't matter.
Because you used to be.
Hey, brother, no comment. Listen.
Listen, pull you in there, bro.
I'm talking about right now. You trying to throw me into the pit. I'm not going. Listen.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying. With me, it's like, yeah, it's full. I'm full lover, man, no question.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. I'm the best kind because I'm. You got to understand, I'm penitentiary slim.
Right.
And then I'm lover slim.
No question.
So that's the best. You
and
know
the
what
thing
saying?
I give you, too, is I know it's 100% real and genuine.
Right.
So that's why I know if motherfucker outside looking in like, man, he playing. I'm like, no, that nigga's dead. Seriously, you watching them Love and Slim? Or is it Slim?
Love and Slim. Don't subscribe.
Okay, I got
channel.
It right that time.
You did.
Legendary channel. But
second guess yourself.
He's 1,000,000% serious. I seen it from the beginning.
Yes.
I saw the whole love story and I was just watching from afar like, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Even though I am who I am, I'm a savage, but I understand the brilliance of a great relationship.
Right.
And there's some legendary shit that I watched. I watched it from the beginning and it was dope.
Just yeah, you don't ever miss a video.
Nope, never miss a video, but I'm just talking about when you first met her and all that.
Yeah,
I
facts.
Watched the
oh,
whole,
before, way before
right
the
there,
channel.
I'm sitting there with you. Like,
yeah, the first time I met from the beginning. That's an endo laugh.
You gonna tell a story or the
never in my life. Never in my fucking life. Some shit ain't built for goddamn social media, brother.
I'm talking about the flies, brother.
Yeah, I know, And then some of the others. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, keep that. Those out the door. That's the Secret Service papers. Donald Trump released them, but we ain't going to release
listen,
them today.
Listen, boy, you remember the goddamn Malcolm X, though, the Netflix series?
Yeah.
You know, they tucked away
the goddamn. Oh, they took the name off, white out? White that out?
The black.
Why is this blacked out? Hey, now we in this conversation.
What's it meant for everybody? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's been there from the beginning.
So I don't.
First date, everything.
Yeah, I don't look down on no Because people would think that because I am who I am.
Right.
But I've just been programmed for so long. I was raised by savages. Like, right. I didn't never seen a father figure love a woman. Even my brother, my older brother has had numerous girls. I hung around older people my whole life that they was all players. And that's what I was trained to be. I've never seen a relationship of any kind to now, like as an adult type. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's likewise. So, you know it goes both ways.
Right. So, and I never adjusted. And you have, and that's a blessing for you. So I don't look down upon it because I understand it. I just never lived it. So I can't, it don't come out of me.
Right.
Hopefully one day God will, boom, get me right. But
right.
In the meantime, I can see and appreciate it when I see somebody else living it because it's cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So let me speak to the people and tell everybody this real quick because we got to throw this out as a disclaimer, right? Based off what Three just said, I've literally come from the same life.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? No, 1,000,000,000%, right?
Right.
And the thing is, and I'm not even going to sit on this podcast and act like one of them goody two-shoe niggas.
No.
Who done everything right, loved all the women. No, I was a savage.
Top level.
I've done some shit, you know what I'm saying, that I ain't ashamed of, but I damn sure ain't proud of with women.
I didn't
you know what I'm saying? So I'm shut up, man.
Shut up. I done ran across them.
Shut up, bro. Shut up.
Goddamn, my wrist. It's pure ivory, brother. Mammoth tusk.
Shit, it is. Rhino horn.
Don't leave it. Don't hit it too high. Don't go fracture your shit.
Saber tooth teeth.
Right. Oh, shit. No, Tiger King.
And I put the saber tooth teeth in jugulars.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And like I said, like I'm not even going to sit on here. And I'm not going to go into detail, but I am going to keep it pure with y'all. And I'm going to let y'all know I've never been a perfect nigga. Never even pretended to even be close to one.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is I have a little brother who's always inspired me, Officer Jones.
Go
subscribe to his YouTube channel. And at the same time, Three, Mr. Organic has somebody like that too, and this is little brother Trenton.
Yep, shout out to Trent, man.
Yes, and the 100%. Thing is, they've come from similar backgrounds just like we have.
Yep.
And I've seen my little brother change, adapt, and do these things,
right.
And he was a savage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People look at him now, he's a police officer, yes, but that's a hood nigga who became a cop. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference between just some regular in him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So to see him change his life and do so many different things, same with your brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Getting married, being the first of y'all family tree to
Mary.
Do all of this shit.
Yeah, shout out to Trent, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So we have that in commonality, right?
Yep.
And to see him do it made me always kind of inspired, coming from prison, being a savage, doing all this stuff, and then like just kind of trying to grow, you know what I'm saying, mentally, even though it wasn't necessarily instinctively in me to treat women the way like how I do with Jazz now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my woman, Jasmine Love. You know what I'm saying? But I changed over time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's dope.
And it's growth. And
it's
the
good
thing
to see.
Is,
like I said, I was at my brother's wedding. I did a speech and that shit brought me to tears. You know what I'm
saying?
I only cried two times
you
in my
life.
Yeah. So that shit fucked me up because I understood what he did and what he lived. You know what I'm saying? If you ever want to see that. It's called, man, the speech. It's on my YouTube channel. It's crazy, but I can't even watch that motherfucker. My mom can't watch. Nobody can watch.
There's a lot.
Like, yeah, so it's like, I get it. You know what I mean? So I salute you for that because I know where you came from and I know where my brother and your brother came from. So when y'all make those transitions, it's dope.
Right.
But now, I'm out here collecting trophies.
I know, but you missed organic. But I think that people, when they watch from the perception, I think the perception is of you is, because I'm going to just keep it all the way pure. And Three knows this. We talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When people see me and they see Three, people think that we're so opposite and we're so different.
Right.
And we are in a lot of facets of life.
Right.
But the things to the core of us, we're very similar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How we think, how we move, past situations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing that's not is how, like, I'm in a relationship now, you're not. You know what I'm saying? The whole time I've known you, you've never been in a relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, what people think from the outside looking in is that you would probably peer pressure me to talk to women, and you have never have done that.
Never.
From the past to now.
Never will.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that people see that, and I think any woman looking in be like, oh, Miss Slim's got to get away from Mr. Organic.
Right.
No, you know what I'm saying? Because Mr. Organic has never been like, hey, man, I got this woman over here. She got a friend. There's never been
right.
There's never been one time like
right.
that.
You never know what will
I'm
be.
Never will be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think that people see that, and you being around it is going to influence me in a way, but I am my own man. That
right,
would never happen.
Sure. And that same way, like when I was in the streets, right? And I was making a whole lot of money in the streets. And one of my homeboys, he graduated college and all that. I ain't gonna say his name, he know who he is.
Right.
And he seen what I was doing. And he was like, man, I wanna get money like you. And I was about to put him on a mission. Then I knew shit gonna be, I'm like, man,
like,
this
ain't for you.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, this ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? I could easily just pull him in, like, fuck it. Just come on, let's get it to it. We just get it. I'm like, nah, I'm already in this. I ain't got no degrees, nigga. I'm already too deep. You got degrees and all that. No reason for you to come on this mission. Nah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm already in this. I'm with that. I'm already on this side. You don't need to come over here with the bullshit, too.
Right.
So I've never been a person to pull somebody in some shit that ain't good for them or is not a benefit. It don't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
I think you've always seen the appeal, even though Mr. Organic is Mr. Organic, I think you've always seen the appeal of being with somebody.
Oh, of course.
Trying to, you know, build a foundation and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And even though, like, to the core of me, I'm a lot like you as far as like, you know, just having that traumatic childhood history and not, you know what I'm saying? The relationship, we just never seen stuff like that. So you knew it existed,
and there's a lot
but you thought only in movies.
It's a lot of vulnerability you give up in those situations you hold dearly from where we're from.
Yeah, because we weren't built to trust people.
Right, period.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely not no women.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no, for
the
sure.
The biggest roast.
The biggest, you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Man, your girl, man, hold on, what? Nope. Nah, bitch.
So we, for those who don't know, me and Mr. Organic have always grown up being taught to be the one to get over, not the one that get over on.
Right.
So be the predator, not the prey.
Always. That's a tattoo I got. Always a predator, never prey.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? So the thing is, think about that and what it does to the psyche. You know what I'm saying? You're always, you could be with somebody that's fully not trying to predator you. You know what I'm saying?
But
you're so defensive.
You're going
to
think.
That you're like, man, they ain't about to get me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then that makes it bad habit. And I know from experience, it makes it a bad habit to have an actual good functioning relationship.
Right.
Because you're so busy and not trusting people, thinking like they might, one little false move.
One thing.
Yeah, and you got to know, you being with somebody, you do have to put yourself in a vulnerable position to let down your wall and let somebody in. Now, the people that come from childhoods like we come from, that is a serious thing to do.
Big serious.
You do not do that. Even like, you understand, being in prison, you don't talk to people and let people in on your feelings. And,
kidding me?
No.
That's the most potent move to use against you.
Yeah, the biggest thing you can do is to let people know I ain't got feelings.
Ooh, that's the
best way to win. I don't care about nothing. Mr. Organic. Yeah, but he cares a lot.
Right, but you never know what
you can't. You can't tell nobody. You don't want to let nobody.
Never.
So I think the thing is, a reason why I always ask three about relationships, and the reason why we're talking about this so long, is because I really want people to understand and know that three is a good hearted dude. Now, the exterior is it's truly him, but it's a protective wall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Great Wall of China.
It takes a lot to get through that Great Wall of China. You got to be type Genghis Khan
type.
That's
the only person that broke through it,
You see what I'm saying?
Real shit.
So the thing is, you know, bro, come on, man. You didn't tell.
You learned my due diligence now, bro.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be that type of brain individual as far as a woman goes or anybody in that.
Right.
Like, I'm your guy and I'm a Genghis Khan type brain, but without all the bad shit.
Right, for sure.
You know, because he was type.
Yeah, he came in and killed
millions. But I'm talking about as far as, you know, having a plan, being real, standing on your beliefs.
For sure.
Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that that's how we are able to mesh. But
for
I think that people, when they see you, they think just because this is your wall, that you have no inner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, this is just my wall.
No
question. I have to protect myself from what is out there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Whereas, that's how I became who I am. That's how far I got in life because of that. And I knew that got me here. It's not because I'm doing it for no reason. No, I realized it worked. And I realized it saved me and protected me to be where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? That's why I told motherfuckers I was way worse before this. People thinking money changed you, fame. No, nigga, I was 10 million times worse before some damn YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm actually calming down a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People that know me. You know what I mean?
And let's keep it a buck. I know it's because of how you've been around with me and how I am.
No question.
And I know that's changed you.
Oh, no question.
And at the same time, you has also changed me.
Right.
I've been a lot more less tempered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Being more calm in certain situations.
Yeah.
So it's like a give and give a relationship. You know what I'm saying? But I think that people watch from afar and they think that it's just you goddamn riding with me and I'm just, there's nothing, like it's just me, the Slim Show. It's not that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of people, trolls, people like who want to try to say like all threes shouldn't be around Slim or Slim shouldn't be around three.
Right.
It's the most blasphemous shit you could ever
say.
They
don't understand. I'd be laughing at it. That's what I'm saying. If we wasn't as really as we was and we ain't grind so far and so long as we did, it wouldn't be working because we understand this shit. We understand how far it is. We understand our relationship. So outside entities can never crack it.
Facts.
Because they don't understand the demographics. It's funny to us. Like,
the armor is too impenetrable.
Y'all don't even understand, like, nigga, what we've been through before
and tell them now. Facts. And tell them, also tell them, like, we've had our moments.
Oh, you
know what I'm saying? People will never even know. Like,
our
moments ain't, you know what I'm saying, like, catastrophic, but we have our moments where we're in disagreement.
Yeah, and then we have a conversation.
We don't go talk to other people about each other.
Never
to each other.
We talk to each other. Whatever's going on, I'll be like, hey, Slim, nah. He'd be like, hey, man, I don't like that, boo-boo. We sit there and talk about it.
Yep.
He might get mad for a second. I might get, but it's a conversation stood right there, and it ends there.
Instantly.
Starts there, ends there.
Yep.
And we fix it every time, you know what I'm saying? It's only been like a few times. It was actually made shit better.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people get those conversations, hold resentment, and actually be like, all right, nigga, yeah, you cool, and then be mad. No, I'm like, damn, it enlightened this situation. Like, damn, you're right. Okay, we're going to be better after this shit. And that's
how
we do it.
And see how we're able to do that? That's something, that's the only difference between me and three. I've been able to learn how to do that with a woman.
Right.
You haven't been able to do that with a woman
yet.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you can, whatever you can do, you
if
can do if you
in,
chose to it, for sure. But it's the most scariest thing to do. It's different when it's your nigga, because if your nigga is like, man, that nigga scarred me, which whatever, and is that relationship over. But you're not going to be as connected emotionally,
right?
You will. It's just in a different way. No homo type. You know what I'm saying? When it's with a woman, because you got to let a woman in on a whole different type
different.
Of time frame.
It's different. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a different scenario. And then I know I'm just growing. I'm cool right now doing a different situation, see what goes in life. You know what I mean? But I ain't going to lie, dude. Want some new pussy. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, brother. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And I think every nigga looking at you.
I saw like a regular looking bitch in the supermarket I was in there. I was like, damn. And she was regular, way worse than chick I'm with. But I was like, boy, I tear that thing up, boy.
Because it's new.
Ooh, woo, I tear it up.
And let me tell y'all something, man. For everybody out there listening, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's had any experience with any of this kind of stuff, that shit could be like a drug.
It is.
So three is like, I ain't gonna lie to you, brother. That's like, just speaking, I know a little thing or two. Don't make me talk. You know what I'm saying?
Brother.
But I'm just gonna say it is like a drug and that shit can be addictive.
Right, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And so I just feel like it's always good to meet things on your own terms.
Got to.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's say, like, this is a totally different brother, but let's say a crackhead got there smoking crack and he rich, he famous, one of the rappers or something.
Go crazy.
And then next thing you know, he chooses to stop smoking crack when the money gone.
Right.
Well, no, you should have learned closer because you still had some money.
Right.
You could have went to rehab and you could have saved face with something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's like with you, but I'm just saying like, I can't wait to see you come on terms, like how the relationship we have,
right.
I can't, like how we can talk to each other, how we can say, three, this was bothering me,
right.
You can say, Slim, this was bothering me, I ain't like it, nigga, and whatever it comes from is where it go, but it goes better.
Right.
And gets better. I can't wait until the time that you can be like that with a woman, because I honestly feel that that would be more viral than Mr. Organic himself being Mr. Organic, because I feel like people know you for this now.
Right.
Ever since I've met you, you've been this.
For
before
sure.
YouTube, before anything.
Right.
Right? So I just think that for people to be able to see you make that change for somebody, I think that'd be
that
the transition. Most viral shit in the world.
We're going to see. And that's just growth as a man. That's a growth as just as a human being. You know what I mean? And I don't know. We'll see. I got situations in the brewing. You know what I mean? Shit.
God damn, brother. I thought we was going somewhere.
All right. We're almost there, brother. Rehab. Sometimes it take 5-6 rehabs to get the crack
for
out,
sure.
Get the heroin out the blood.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there that really idolize you, really look up to you.
For sure.
The thing is about three that's, I think, is very magnetizing for a lot of men out there. Just on the men part, we know what, for the women what it is. But for the men, I think that they look at you and they want to be like you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that deep down inside, in front of everybody, there's always a side where it's like they want to be like Slim, but they also want to be like Mr. Organic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't have both, so you got to choose.
Right.
And you got to be, if you want to be like Mr. Organic, you got to understand Mr. Organic. Since I met you, it's been, 10 years?
Right.
And I've never seen you in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand how four tough you got to be built.
Yeah, you got to be a different savage.
To not have that intimacy with somebody or to be able to have
and
something that you call your own.
Yeah.
Because you've probably talked to girls where you like, yeah, we got to understand that we're not in a relationship, but you mind and you ain't fucking nothing else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that only lasts for so long because they're going to be like, as much as they love you, they're going to be like, they're not built like you. I got to have somebody that's mine.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, as savage as I've been, like, I know that to the core of me, I'm more of a lover than the single savage man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No question.
So you have to make a choice and you have to really tap into yourself and realize what's the most important to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very true. You know, and, you know,
but when people look at you, I know that they think that they could be like you. You know what I'm saying?
But everybody ain't built for that.
But I want you to really tell them because I know that is in you
too.
Right,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you just so emotionally scarred. Shout out to Lil Baby.
It's a hard song.
Yeah, definitely. But you so just emotionally scarred that, y'all good?
Yeah.
That damn type of electric
beat chair to me. Bro.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I think that people need to know that that's in you too. Like, you know what
I'm saying?
But it's just that wall you got.
Yeah, I've had girls that have been around for 10 years that's still around. You know what I'm saying? That they know who I really am. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though I let them go, they still come back, still around. So it's like, I don't know, it's a give and take on that situation. But I, of course, it's in me. It just got to be the super perfect situation that allow those barriers to go down. That do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that movie on Netflix. It's called The Platform. You ain't watched it?
No, not yet.
That shit.
You told me about that, how the different levels.
That shit crazy.
Tap into it, y'all, because
so
I am.
Make sure y'all watch that movie, The Platform. It's like, fucking.
We're going to have our own Netflix series soon.
Oh, for sure. So many levels in this jail cell. And like every time I go down, the food get less and less and less. And this, so motherfucker up here, they get the feast. Next down, you get the feast. You get lower, your feast. But then it get lower, 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 lower. And start getting, nigga, nothing there.
Right.
Type nothing when you get to the bottom. Like,
the pianist.
I got to eat you, nigga. You ain't with me type. So it's crazy. But it's like.
Cannibal type.
Yeah. So you got to be able to, each level you go down or up, you got to manage your life. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So I feel like I'm leveling up. So I don't got to feast as much because it's going to be taken care of. You know what I mean? If I'm up, it's like, if I got all the food, I'm at the top now because I got everything else up here. Then it's like you're overdose. You're doing too much. You don't need all that now. I can just eat just how much I need.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing now.
But that's hard to do when you know there's a buffet there.
You know it's a buffet there, and I don't got to get nobody nothing.
Yeah, facts.
I don't got, I could go crazy.
That's true.
I could eat the whole platform and leave you bitches nothing down there. But you got to think about, you know what I'm saying, the growth.
Because so. This is the last thing we're going to touch on, too. I just think that if you don't find somebody, like, it's not made for everybody. So it may be truly who you are to just be with yourself to the end of time.
Sure. Right.
Never reproduce, never build a foundation. One of the biggest things I've always been scared of is marriage and kids.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just keep it pure.
Everybody
knows this about me. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But I think if you're busy trying to find a perfect one, I'm not saying settle.
Right.
Never settle. You should never settle.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't settle, you level up. You don't settle down. Remember that.
That's 100%. Cool. But I think that you should be able to find somebody that fits you perfectly, as close to perfect as you can get.
Right.
Because nobody will ever be perfect.
Right.
And there's always going to be somebody with more of this.
Yeah, more
better
that.
Looking at.
Right.
Do this, do that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always going to be something that you can nitpick out.
That's for
you know
sure.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's a fact.
So I just think you got to find the one that's the best perfect fit that you could possibly get to. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, brother.
But
we're gonna see. That was a goddamn psychiatric little goddamn evaluation, didn't you?
No, it
goddamn,
was. Shit. I've been through a lot, brother.
Let's get some sports or something.
Let's
shit,
get to it, man. But wait, hold on, wait. I want to hear your story you was going to tell the people. You know, we always start with a story time.
Oh, you already
know the story? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we speaking to six and all these stories. Yeah. And well, that was cool. Well, it's all because, I was talking about the time when, this was when I was in Minneapolis, right?
Wild Shout back. Out to my city.
And it's probably like the first year when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left the streets. I left everything behind, you know, ended up losing everything.
Crazy life.
Yeah, super crazy life. Thank God I left it behind. And I'm just living out there. I went to Sioux Falls, Skyforce, like the D-League team. You could put in Jarvis Rivers, NBA, my name will come up. I got three letters by my name, by the way.
Definitely
was
there.
In the streets for 2 or 3 years straight and still made it to the D-League. Come on, man. Name a nigga did that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Google my name,
no matter
Jarvis.
What happened, if it went the way you went, can't nobody take that from you.
No, it's documented. I signed the contract. Yep. But anyway, but I ended up messing my knee up, had to go back to Minnesota. So I'm probably there for like a couple months, and I had my own little apartment. This is one of my only girlfriends in my life I had at this time, you know. Shout out to her. And this was the real girl. You know the one I'm talking about. That, like, this is my girl. I was doing something with my man, Rob. We was supposed to go to the radio. It was just crazy. I was supposed to go to the radio station and do like a little co-hosting thing that the radio host wanted me to do because he knew I could do that shit. I was about to do it. It was late, though, and it ended up, you know what I'm saying, missing the time. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, man. He was like, you going to go back to the crib or you going to your apartment? Because the dude we know, NBA nigga, he had the big crib. We usually stay over there. Or I go into my little apartment in the hood type ducked off, bummy little apartment. And I hardly ever slept there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or I was going to go to my girl crib. So we driving on the highway, driving back. He's like, which way you going to go? And I said, man, I want to go to the crib. I'm going to go to the apartment. He was like, all right. And last minute, I said, matter of fact, nah, send me to my girl crib. I'm going to go to my girl crib. So I go to my girl crib. I swear to God, you know, end up, you know, doing what I did, but the pussy real good. And I'm laying there and I looked at her. I swear to God, I was like, damn, I feel crazy. I feel weird right now. She's like, what's wrong? I said, I don't know, but something just don't feel right. Something don't feel right at all. She's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I couldn't sleep all night. Soon as I, like morning time, like 9, my was calling my phone. My man Rob, like, you all right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, everything cool? I'm like, yeah, what you calling me?
Shout out to Killer.
Yeah, shout out to Killer. He was like, where the truck at? Because I had my nigga the NBA truck, big Infinity truck on 26s. I'm like, it's outside. He's like, outside your crib? I'm like, no, I'm my girl crib. He's like, oh, you still over there? I'm like, yeah. He's like, boom. So a nigga like, man, you gotta go by your crib, bro. Something ain't right. I'm like, what you talking about? He said, your apartment. I'm like, what? He's like, motherfucker, then shop your apartment. I said, shop my apartment up. I understand I live like in an apartment, but it's like you got to go upstairs and it's like ducked off in the back. So it's not like a front door. You just boom. No, you got to come in the building, walk upstairs, and my apartment's in the back on the second level. I'm like, nobody shoot my. Y'all know somebody must have shot the building. I could done. He's like, no, nigga, your apartment. Go there now. I'm like, go there now, nigga. Shit, hold on. Nigga, hold on. Let me see how I get my motherfucking pistol first.
Couple of
let me get that
extra M.O.
Let me get that Clint Eastwood motherfucker. No shells on the ground type.
The mule move.
Yeah, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go up there. So I pull up and I walk in the door, open the door, skirt. I'm walking up the stairs and I still ain't seeing nothing. I'm like, what are they talking about? These niggas tripping. And then I look, I just see motherfucking like paint and shit on front of my door on the ground. I'm like, what's going on? I get close to the door, and I look, it was a motherfucking hole this big in the door. Big ass goddamn shotgun hole. You know what I'm saying? Big ass hole. And it goes all the way to the back door. I mean, to the back wall. So I'm like, damn, looking through there like, what the fuck going on? And I go in there, like, all my shit was ran through and shit. You know what I'm saying? The shell case was still on the ground from the shotgun. I'm like, who the fuck shot my crib up? This shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know what went on. And then, like, the dude who truck it was, this nigga's calling Rob, just asking about the truck. Not asking him. He didn't know if I was all right, if I'm alive, I'm dead. And this nigga calling, asking about the truck. The truck, where the truck at? Where the truck at?
I remember the story.
So Rod like, man, fuck that truck, man.
No name's been mentioned about the dude with the truck.
Yeah, no name. Nigga's lame. But nigga was like, damn, I'm worried about Bone, all right, man. Three of them good, man. Like, make sure he good. So I finally called Rod, yeah, I'm all right, man. Like, man, you know what happened? I don't know. And still to this day, I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? I was fucking an extreme amount of niggas' bitches, I think. And I am riding around the hood in an affinity truck on 26s and all that shit, and niggas are seeing it. But I don't know if somebody was trying to rob me or was some shit from the past, from my old days, or was me fucking up. I did a lot of shit in my time, you know? So I got to live with these things I've done. But I still, to this day, I don't know what happened. But the crazy thing about it, the exact time, because somebody, the next door neighbor said it was around like 11. That's the time I was going to be there. So I could imagine if I was at my crib, he said somebody banged on the door, and all I heard was boom, you know what I'm saying? Because I know me, I'm retarded, because no one comes there. Somebody knocked on the door. Dude, I'm like, man, who the fuck got this door, man? Over with. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit went through the door all the way to the wall.
Yeah, it been done.
You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. And I swear to God, I was in that bed like, I don't feel right. I don't feel right. So I don't know what happened with that situation. That was just, I think that was divine. It was divine intervention for sure. Because I felt it. I couldn't even sleep that night. You know what I mean? Right. And she knows it. But you know what I mean? That was crazy. I still don't know what happened.
So what happened with Shorty?
What you mean?
The one you was talking to that day. You still talk to her?
Nah. You know, I'd probably cheat on her. I probably fucked 100 bitches while I was with her. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she was a super legendary chick, though.
This the one?
Yeah, the one.
What?
Yeah. The one.
Oh, yeah, that was the one for him, too. That was the closest one thing to the one.
Oh, yeah. That was all the way throw it in the bag type, settled down. But I wouldn't be who I am here today if I did that. But, yeah, that was her.
So if you ran across one that was similar to that, real quick, last thing we're going to talk about, what would you do?
I don't know. It got to be divine intervention because I'm too far gone. I'm too deep in the feast.
So, real quick, brother, because I want to just, for the people out there that's listening, that really wants to know you in a different perspective.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Would you say, what was the biggest thing would be on why? Would you say it would be a fear or more of an insecurity on why?
I think it's the fear of missing out on my feast.
On new pussy.
Yeah, I think it's just me. I feel, I don't know if it's addiction. I don't know what it is, but I just feel, I get thriving off it. I always have, of getting new or getting more and having so many. Having the numbers, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even about the girl sometimes. It's all about, I feel like if I miss a couple of days, think I'm wasting time. I'm wasting a couple of days. I pulled out a new one.
Right.
You know, I'm wasting my greatness, I feel like.
So you want the body count to keep going?
Yeah, it's like I'm wasting days. I'm wasting, I could be having all.
Different types of pussies.
Yeah, right. I need everything. So it's like I'm missing out.
So last thing, would you say, I keep saying last thing.
Right, because you're trying to understand the mind of a maniac.
Because the thing is, I'm fearful of a lot of things. I've always been, like, and this is honestly a fear and an insecurity of mine. Right. Obviously how I've grown up, you know what I'm saying? Like my dad, the abuse,
right.
The foster home, there's just so much shit I've seen. You know what I mean? Like without tapping into everything, I think I've always been fearful and insecure about marriage and sticking with somebody because of trust. I've seen so much distrust with women that I've either brought forth or, you know what I'm saying, that I've seen firsthand.
Right.
Not necessarily happened to me, but just seen. You know what I mean? You don't want to be the victim type.
Right.
So I think I've always been fearful of marriage and kids because I'm scared of like my kids kind of being either having some of that dysfunction that I've, you know, accumulated, right. Or I don't know if it was accumulated or was it type genetics.
Right.
But the thing is, I know I just, right now, I want to conquer that fear. I want to conquer it with Jazz. I want to have kids. I want to have marriage. And I want to prove to myself that it can be done. Just kind of like your brother has done it, kind of like my brother has done.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, a couple of my brothers have done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Jeremy, DJ, Kev, everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so what would you say is like, wouldn't you ever want to conquer that fear?
I'm not really scared of... But even though my mom always told me this, I should never have kids unless I'm going to be there. Because what comes from my dad's side of that anger and that aggression and that different type of,
right.
You know what I'm saying, something in me that when
likewise.
I was a kid that no one could stop. I had to go to 5 different schools, elementary schools, fighting, cussing out teachers, flipping
desks. I stabbed a kid, brother.
Yeah, and I used to punch a nigga and go hide in the tree for all day like a retarded
nigga. I
remember
you told me you hitting that attic. That's the guy, you got to tell that story one day.
Oh, my God, the attic was crazy.
Hitting that abandoned house.
Shout out to my auntie Bobby.
You got to tell that later.
She loved that story, too.
Right.
I was a real, like, top. You know when them kids that, I was a kid in the class back there, oh,
yep.
Howling in the class. I was that nigga pissed on it, just pissed the bed, go with the, yeah, that nigga pissed, yeah, crazy little nigga, like, pissed everything. Right. I was one of those wild, retarded dudes, man.
Right.
So, like, my mom told me never have a kid unless I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So that always was instilled to me because she was like, it's something in you that you have to be there to help.
So are you scared to have the kid?
So I think that probably has always had me
scared.
That,
my bad. Are you more scared to have a kid or more scared to have a kid with a woman and have to trust her?
I think it's more selfishness than anything. You know, I think selfish first and then me scared of giving that crazy gene to a kid and letting it just go out there.
Me too, I ain't gonna lie. I've always thought about that.
But I think it's more selfish. I just don't want to be responsible for nobody but myself.
But out of all the damage that you've done with women, brother, no.
Right, like, no. It's,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I know I get it, brother.
Oh, for
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? But, damn, you got an emphasis with the
I
for sure.
I had to put that on there, so we in the same boat, bro.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Okay, so would you say that that really is deep down rooted thing that that's why you really don't want to be with them? Because you, out of all niggas have done,
right.
and like what you've seen them do, and even though they were doing it for you,
right.
doesn't she always feel like, man, one day the motherfucker might try to get
oh,
me?
Oh, for
to
sure, it. For sure.
So no I would question. Say that's got to be a fear too,
of
right?
Of course. Like, and that's why I let my guard down on not really be so caught on if I do fuck with a bitch. If she fucked mad niggas and niggas and all that, I'm not going to hold that against her because the
you don't
shit
prefer
I,
it though.
I don't prefer it, but if it comes up, and we got some understanding. I wouldn't be mad like a bitch that was a top level, like an Amber Rose or something.
Like
I ran
K.
into her. I wouldn't be, I understand. Because
right.
it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd rather know that than be called off surprise.
So do you feel like even if they did that, you could ever trust them though? Because they were kind of like you then. They were a nigga version or a woman version of you.
I wouldn't go into it with trust, but eventually it could be earned, I think.
Right.
I think it'd be earned over time and I could probably be fooled at in maybe and be the roast of all roasts. But I think over time it can be given. I think that trust could be given. And I think I could give it, but it'd take a long, it'd be years like for me to be like, okay, boom. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I think it could be, it could happen. And I'm not really scared of it. It's just so fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And our brains are like
and
that.
And the most potent part of it is my selfishness more than anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't right. want nobody telling me what to do on nobody. Watching.
I don't like that either. You
yeah.
know that.
So it's like, what? You know what I mean? So it's, it got to start off, even for somebody to enter my circle like that as a woman, they got to come in with straight obedience.
And then work your way to that.
Yeah, sure.
Right, same here.
Then we can trickle down to be like, okay, baby, you being so good at being shut up type, not on aggressive, but just
but
on
I
mind.
Trust you.
That I now
you
I can release.
This.
Now I can open the doors and take the flowers. You know what I'm saying? So I always say I'm being slim today because you really do that. So I'm the fake slim. I be saying all the time I'll be with the chick because you really do it. I'm acting fake. I know I'm not being for real. But eventually I think I could be serious about that if they earn that over time.
See, in past situations, I was like that too. They gotta, it got to be obedience from the door and then I'll open up to you.
Right.
But from with Jazz, you've been there from the beginning.
From
I
the
came in on a different type
it.
Of time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not. This is how I've always thought.
And you said that. Like, no, I'm going to let it go from the realm. I'm like, you sure, nigga? You he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
I'm just going to put myself out there.
Yeah.
She's so special. She's
and
so
look
great.
What came out of it. So I see it, brother. You helped me out a lot with a lot of things, brother. So it might help me too, brother. You know what I mean? Appreciate you.
No, for sure. My bad. I had to go on that long rant,
brother. No, it's cool, though, because it's serious. It's serious.
Right,
it's a real thing that I battle. You know what I'm saying?
And I think people need to hear that because there's a lot of people out there battling.
Yeah, and it's not like a product because I really do enjoy it. So it's not like, man, I'm just doing this for no reason. No, I love a new bitch. I love fucking assortment of bitches. I enjoy it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It may be a little problem too, but more of anything is just fun for me. I just like having a lot of shit. I got a lot of shoes. I got a lot of clothes. I got a lot of cars. I like a lot
abundance.
Of yes.
You know I'm a canteen stack up.
Yes.
So I get it.
So you know what I mean? But now it's time to relax and let the platform go down slow, man. I don't need to eat all the shit, man. Watch that movie Platform,
yeah,
by the way.
Ration it up.
Yeah, rations.
All right. Well, let's get to the news then, brother.
Okay. Let's do that, man. Quick news run through.
Kevin Hart first. Steph Curry.
Kevin Hart. Fake nigga, man. Thought I'm out loving this girl cheating on her. I call up that. Fuck, do it.
I can't rock with you on this.
Man. Come on, Kevin Hart. Might do that, man.
You know, Kevin Hart, a top 10 nigga for me.
100%, but he was finagling with his wife.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, brother,
I wouldn't do that.
From everything we've talked about, brother, everybody got their things that they battle.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
And that's the thing that he battled, brother. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, at least he's sticking with it. He made his bed,
that's
he lays
the best
in
way.
It.
He's smart. That's
he made
best.
His bed, he's laying in
that's
it.
That's a top level smart nigga. That's how you're supposed to do it.
But he's originally, he could say fuck everything and fuck everyone.
But no, because he built his platform on, I'm the good guy. I eat gingerbread men.
Yeah, but
shit.
You also know that once you built it up enough, you can switch the whole
he
script
really
up.
He can, though. But he's smarter than that. So that's why he plays the role. And
I don't think it's a role, bro. I think it's who he really is. I just think that everybody battled demons,
you seen that
brother.
Shit when he talks greasy nigga on the goddamn plane?
Of course I seen it.
That's in you, brother.
But the thing is, though, bro, hey, man, I've never done it, but you know, it is what it is, brother. I feel like everybody battles something, though.
But end of the day, he's a legendary nigga. You take that
iconic.
Away. Everybody got some shit, but that is his shit that he need to relax on and get that right.
But he could also look at us and say some stuff we got to
no
relax
question
on.
About it. Man, he entitled to it. I'm talking about, he can talk about me.
Yeah, for sure.
This is what I want to talk about.
But I actually watched this
stop
video.
Stop cheating on your wife, Alex, you're not. They say you like the pussy too. Like three of them say.
Yeah, he's stupid. I would say that.
But he was teaching Steph Curry how to vlog.
I watched this video.
Right.
And it was actually really funny. You could tell it was like a scripted thing.
You could tell because it's Steph body.
Yeah. Like,
could look at him. That's not real, man.
Yeah. So He had different levels of
energy.
He
trying to be a vlogger like us. Steph Curry won't be slim.
No, he's stupid.
Goddamn,
you look like my brother.
Yeah.
Look but no.
Finagling. All that working out, nigga ain't in shape. No, but I'm playing. Go ahead. Stop.
God damn, three.
All that stop. Go ahead, brother. My bad.
It was a good video. It was funny. It was entertaining. But it wasn't like actually showing like how to vlog. He wasn't saying anything. It was just more funny. But it was actually a good video, though.
The art of vlogging is harder than people think.
For sure.
So don't get it fucked up. I done seen many people, I don't give them how much money you got, stand in front of that camera, boy.
It's different type of time.
When you vlogging and get it, especially the handheld motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, don't get it fucked. That's a whole different game.
I was watching a video, you know, I rock with Will Smith heavily. Right. You know what I'm saying? Pause. You know what I'm saying? But like I was watching his channel a while ago. He put this video a while ago when Bad Boys, the newest one, came out. Right. And it was like him filming on his channel. And Martin Lawrence was in the back and didn't know how to keep up.
Right.
You could see it. You know what I'm saying? But Martin Lawrence, they probably ain't familiar with YouTube, how vlogging goes, but he's an actor. He's always in front of the camera, but he was literally just sitting back there just staring stuck. You know what I'm saying? So
different.
He didn't understand it, you know what I mean? Like, of how hard it actually is to vlog and be able to pick your energy up in the flip of a switch.
Yeah, it's a different situation, man.
But I think they'll both be good. Anybody like who's on that level, anybody in the world, if you really set your mind to it, you can do it.
Especially a person that's so technician and other things, you can goddamn, you know what I'm saying, lock in on doing some damn vlogging, man.
And speaking of, you know, just being out there and making videos and know how to talk to people.
The mule.
LeBron. Stop. The GOAT, brother. You know what I'm saying? The GOAT of all time.
Put some bags of goddamn coffee on his back.
He's so stupid.
Where you gonna go next? You gonna go play with the Bucks, huh?
He was on uninterrupted. Let me stop. He was on uninterrupted. And he was on there with Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
What's dude's name?
Childers.
Channing Frye. That's
Channing
his name.
Fry Lane.
Channing Frye. And shorty name. Help me out, Bowling. Goddamn.
What's her name?
You embarrassing me.
She suck a mean one, man.
Yeah, brother.
Chew the
skin. We just talking about all this growth.
Chew the skin off the goddamn acorn. You know what I mean? Shit.
Corn kernels everywhere. Huh?
Oh, boom. What, goddamn it? Where the squirrels at? Help me. I didn't. Shit. Shit is everywhere.
Yeah. I want to give her a shout out because she did good on there, too. You know what I'm saying? And I don't ever want to skip over the women that's Katie doing.
Kelly,
what is it?
Kelly Nolan.
Katie Nolan. Yep. Shout out to her.
She played basketball, too, right?
No comment. Listen. So. LeBron was on there, and it was pretty much asking LeBron about the season. I watched the whole thing, too. And they were asking him about the season, and he was just talking about, you know, working out. Dude that was, you know, in the league that was running on the balcony, going crazy, trying to stay in shape. And LeBron was sitting there saying, like, man, I remember, you know, because you know his mom did drugs.
Right.
Everything. He from Akron, Ohio, before he came from the hood. And he was like, listen, I can't tell people to stay at home during this coronavirus. I'm reading between the lines here, but I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
But, he's obviously got $1 billion. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he do.
He got a gym in his crib, wine cellar. He got everything you can think of in that compound.
Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
For sure.
For a real name.
Oompa
Loompa. Every goddamn
dude. Yeah, he got that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? So LeBron is sitting up in there and he's saying, like, I can't tell people this because, you know, when I was broke, if I was still with my mom and we lives in Akron, Ohio, y'all wouldn't be able to tell us to stay in the crib. I had to get out there. My mom got to get out there. We got to figure this out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But he do want everybody to stay home. He wants everybody to be safe and everything like that. But it's just a tough situation. And then after that, they were talking about the season and when he thinks they'll be back. And how soon do they think that, you know, they should come back? Or should they go straight to playoffs? Or should they do a couple weeks? You know what I'm saying? He said maybe like 5 weeks or five games or something like that. I don't remember exactly. But then he was like, and then we should go right into it. He was like, because people think that this wrestling, because even I'm at fault for this because he said in there, people think that me getting a rest because this is my 17, 18 season, whatever it is, that this is good for me. He said, no, it's the worst thing that could ever happen.
Ever.
He's like, because my body is sitting over here pretty much saying, like, what the fuck is going on?
Decompose on you.
Because
Rigor mortis gonna
say that. Think about it, because he's playing so many games a week, so many games a month.
Them steroids start wearing down.
Shut up, brother. He doesn't have no damn steroids. God damn, I think you talk about
his
Sosa.
His cycle start going out.
Nah, brother, stop it. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, pretty much, his body is built to keep going.
Right.
And then
sure,
be
though.
Done at a certain time and then get back to it.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of throwing off his body clock. Yeah, 100%.
His whole life you've been doing this, and all of a sudden you're just going to reconfigure my damn time schedule and my physique. Yep. Yeah, that's different, man.
So he's saying he don't want to just go straight into the playoffs, that he wants some time and then get to the playoffs. He was like, man, I feel bad for, you know, everybody who's, you know, in the league that can't work out.
Right.
They don't have a gym in their crib. They pretty much ain't got as much money as me to live like how I'm living. So.
Yeah, because it's like really under the wraps to go work out in the gym or something like that, you got to be big Secret Service type Area 51 gyms. You got to go.
For sure. You got to have a loop to loop to get in the loop to get in the gym.
They don't want tell on the tail on the tail on the tail on snitch.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you get in real trouble.
It shut your whole shit
business
down.
Business supposed to be shut down.
Right.
So think about that.
That's crazy.
Got to sneak in the gym.
Yeah, man.
So think about
shout
that.
Out to the people out there trying to find a way, because it's been difficult for me to work out. I've been doing my push ups, but not all my 500, because it's like, you feel big in me, like you said.
Yeah,
I'm doing squats and I'm like, man, I'm doing here, man. I feel crazy.
And I'm gonna tell you the specialness that we have within us, brother, is you know I got this to the utmost.
Oh yeah.
When I flip the switch, it's right. over.
Serial you know killer saying? Brain.
Yes.
American so, Psycho.
Not that I would never the full.
No, I'm talking about just the discipline.
And the structure of it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like when I lock in Super Saiyan Slim.
There
you know what
go.
Whatever the top of the Super Saiyan is, that's the Super it. Saiyan got it, because they started going crazy with the Super Saiyans.
Yeah, it's
blue fired and yellow fired.
All I knew was Super Saiyan. I'll pass that.
Yeah, when he just turned golden, his hair's long down, goddamn, and he's.
I never knew none of that. I never watched Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z was my shit. Shout out to my brother Officer Jones. That was the shit right there, boy. That was I watched everything.
Last cartoon I said when Joe was Goku, was the Gargoyles.
And you know what's Gargoyles is a crazy one.
Right, right.
But my favorite, like I think what I'm a blend of, speaking about Dragon Ball Z, I'm like Goku, but I also got some Vegeta in me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a little blend of both. And then that would be Slim. You know what I'm saying? So when I flipped that switch to say, like, don't get me wrong, brother, I got probably about one ab left.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking embarrassing. I'm over here talking about, see, this is how you know when you're getting bad. You're sitting in the bed, you're like, man, baby, I'm getting tight plump. You know what the question mark?
Yeah.
And you like,
and
you still love me?
Yeah, it's a slight reply. It ain't no, nah, you good. Right away, it'll be right away.
It's now hesitation, it's like, huh?
When it's over with, we get back to where we got to get to.
Jazz be gassing me, though, because she be like, baby, you look the same way as you did before. Then I go back and I look at her over and I'm like, man, I look shit like this.
Don't lie to me. I mean, cakes and shit.
So, I'm eating everything. So the thing is, though, is now that this happened, I know once this is up.
Right.
If God, goddamn, give us the blessing to be able to make it through all this.
Go back to normal, yeah.
Everything go back to normal. I don't think it'll ever be back to normal after this, boy. This is, whoever makes it through this, you are highly blessed and favored. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because this is some crazy, serious shit, and you made it through some shit in history.
Right.
We're in history, brother. I don't know if people noticed, but this is going to be in history.
Yeah, they shut down Wilmington. It only been shut down one other time, and that was World War II.
The league shut down.
Every sport. I think like 20 million people died in World War II, so understand what they... What that means.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So if you're able to make it through this, man, make everything fucking count.
Right.
You know what
if you don't come out this shit with a new hobby, with a new goddamn outlook on life, with more loving and affection to your friends and family, you know what I'm saying? Smarter.
Yep. Getting your woman settling down and goddamn building something.
Fuck that. you did the glue with the fish too. God damn, with the look to the side. Damn. No, nigga, more hoes, more clothes, nigga, more Jews. You know what I'm saying? But probably
God
that. But probably that too. I mean, I'm building up a little more affection. You know what I'm saying? Reservoir. But you should come out of this shit with a lot for sure. If not, man, I don't know what to tell you, man. Don't come around me. If you still the same after this, something wrong with you.
We making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but God willing, like I said, if we able to make through this. When I flip that switch, you know I'm going Hannibal Lecter, bro.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It ain't gonna take long for me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna be full cold turkey. Goddamn, what's the dude from New Jack City? Goddamn.
Oh, gonna put you in the.
But then get up out of there and be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gonna be out there snitching.
Yeah. Oh no, goddamn, brother.
With the belt on, hey.
Man. Change the subject. No. So now listen. After talking about LeBron, let's talk about. I watched on ESPN First Take. Stephen A. Smith was talking about LeBron. Or Steph Curry replacing LeBron
as the face of the NBA.
Hold on, stop.
If Steph Curry didn't get hurt, he was smashing the lead like no other, brother.
All right,
we forgot about when we talking about some Kawhi and the other nigga. Steph Curry was, oh my God, for the 5 years.
Let me keep it pure.
LeBron didn't have a chance beating that, and he was slaughtering LeBron in the finals. We forget all of what? Steph Curry, man.
You done?
Yeah, go ahead,
okay,
man.
Listen,
shit.
Man.
What you talking about?
I'm not going to not give Steph Curry his glory, because that's a legendary, iconic nigga. He was the first ever in the NBA history to become the first unanimous MVP.
Crazy.
Which Shaquille O'Neal was salty about, but he should have been unanimous too.
Shaquille would be always salty, man.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, Steph Curry is an iconic individual. I rock
man.
With him. Personally, from what I know from afar, and what he does on the court.
I hope he ain't Tiger Woods and shit, but I hope he's not.
I don't think he is, brother. But
kite look like
so he's so stupid. Shut up, man. But I would... honestly say, if I said that he would praise LeBron as the face of the NBA, I'd be lying, brother.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because he had it when LeBron was there, when he was beating him in all them finals. God damn, I know he's feeling bad for beating that nigga like that.
Stop it. Listen, he didn't beat LeBron until Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? Really, honestly, because—
Oh, he did beat him that one time. That was crazy.
You see what I'm saying? But Kevin Durant came there, it was just massacre. You know what I'm saying? It was bad. But even then, LeBron got the M1 game at
least.
He was
fighting. He died on the
sword.
Tried to
get one.
He definitely. He was like Leonidas going to get Xerxes. You had no chance, but he was fighting to the
death.
And
I'm going to get glory with his death.
Yeah, he got brutally killed and left there with all type of fucking spears in his neck.
But he stood tall to the end.
He was straight Leonidas versus Xerxes, man.
He had to put all that effort for when he knew it was over.
He did anyway. He was going to
anyway.
It was no chance.
Because of Kevin Durant. Now, I'm going to keep it all the way true with you. When it was Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, you know what I'm saying? He still was killing with, even after the knees.
He
and
lost
all that.
That too, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he's tight. You know what I'm saying? But Andre Iguodala.
He did
Steph
get
Curry,
one, though, the one he won.
No, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to say is it was a battle for LeBron to beat them.
Right.
Even before they had Kevin Durant. It was definitely a battle. But you got to think he had just beat them. You know what I'm saying?
He did.
From a came back from crazy. Zero. Game,
I was rooting for him on that
straight.
One too. I was rooting on that one.
What?
Yeah.
Come on,
my nigga Rob was mad. Shout out to Rob, boy. I was laughing at his face.
I was so happy LeBron did. I was cheering watching the games, brother. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is after that, you don't think that he could have won? No, but when he got Kevin Durant, he could have won again, but he would have had to give maximum effort and it had to be perfect again.
It had to be how the Toronto got that
look. But if there's anything that was perfect, LeBron's pretty much the closeness of that with the basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Steph Curry, when they got Kevin Durant, it was just over. So all I'm going to say is yeah, he's iconic and everything, but people don't give him the glory that he deserves. That's one.
Who's Steph Curry?
Yes. They don't give him the glory that he truly deserves because he's been top ones in the NBA.
I think, though, that when he was winning them championships, they was giving it to him because he was killing so profusely.
Yeah, that is true. They was.
It was brutal.
But the thing is, even when Kevin Durant got there, Steph Curry should have still been the one getting
it. But
because
he pulled back just how D-Wade pulled back when LeBron
got
there.
Because I'm going to keep it real. I don't think Kevin Durant would have won with Klay Thompson and Draymond.
No.
Steph Curry is what
Kevin
was the
Durant
piece.
Can't win. He got to got four other superstars with him.
And I like Kevin Durant.
He can't win with two superstars. He had James Harden, goddamn Westbrook.
So, yeah, but that was before they both solidified.
And then I guarantee if LeBron was on that team,
he
Steph Curry.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
For
he
sure.
You know how to, nigga, you set up, calm down.
Right.
Nigga, y'all need to relax. Boom, boom.
Know your roles.
He just in there, I'm go ahead, you can do that. Not a leader, you follower, regular.
No, I can't. I like Kevin Durant.
Yeah, cold nigga. So
but all I'm saying is, though, is that he doesn't get the glory he deserves, Steph Curry.
Right.
He does get glory, but I think that he should have been up there with the top conversations.
And see them injuries, period. Though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the ankle joints.
Yeah, them ankles before he became who he was. Now this shit now is like that was fucking him up. Them injuries,
sure.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's tough. We gotta see how he come back, you know.
I hope he come back glorious. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie, who do you think would take the face of the league?
Giannis.
If it wasn't Steph Curry.
Giannis. Bucks.
What about if Kevin Durant came back healthy?
Come on, man. He's a bum. He ain't never come back. He got coronavirus, man.
He gotta be a bum, nigga.
He got coronavirus. And you seen that too, the nigga from the Knicks, the owner of the Knicks got coronavirus.
I seen that.
They said like Drago, man, if he dies, he dies.
I know. I mean, I know all the Knicks are hoping that he gets
I think Spike Lee gave it to him when they were trying to kick me. Poked him on the way out, motherfucker. Just
chanked him up. Yeah,
bitch. You bitch.
Damn.
Gave it to him. Gave coronavirus to goddamn Dolan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dolan, man.
Speaking of coronavirus, too, let's talk about Trump.
Oh, my dog.
Tries to block
we owe my man Trump an apology, champ.
That's crazy.
I fuck with Trump. I ain't know. I would never vote
he
for him.
He don't apologize to nobody, so I can't apologize to him.
So I fuck with Trump, but I do. My nigga. Yeah. He told the motherfucker to take a certain pill, the malaria.
He took the wrong one.
This nigga takes shit that cleans the goddamn aquarium.
Yep.
Almost killed his wife and killed his damn self.
Yep.
So, hey, even though Trump shit, you better think about it, he still put it out there. And niggas took it the wrong way.
Should have been more direct.
Right. But dude took the wrong shit, man. So shit is goofy ass down, man. Shout out to my nigga Trump. But what he was doing?
Trump tried to block 3 million exports.
3M. Oh, 3M, the
N95
company.
N95 face masks.
Okay, because 3M.
That are in short supply at U.S. hospitals using the Defense Production Act.
Right. So the Defense Production Act, man, any company that could do any type of building that what we need, they need to make it. I don't give a fuck. It's Ford making cars. Stop making Mustangs, bitch, and make us machine guns.
Yep.
For real, though. Whatever, we need all your machinery to do what we need. So
now to survive this pandemic.
Yeah, so they got to make our masks and stuff. So what happened is 3M still want their money. They shipping that shit to overseas and all that. Fuck them motherfuckers overseas. Bitch, we need all the masks for us.
I ain't going to lie. I agree with them on
right.
this one.
On who?
I'm saying like.
Who you agree with?
I'm talking about with Donald Trump saying like.
Leave it here.
We need to be.
Hell yeah.
But.
Nigga.
We gotta care about everybody in the world.
Man, after, bro. We fuck, man. We this America, man. We the kings of the earth right now. We run the world. We need
this
shit.
But he's
in order.
Always on some here and don't care about nobody else in the world.
But
like, that's
we
wrong.
Supposed to be.
That's wrong, bro.
Nah, man.
That's wrong.
It's here.
If we have
else,
the
man.
Resources to help people,
we will.
We should
after.
Be helping us
we
and them.
We fucked up, man. We need to make sure we structure.
But they fucked up, too.
Man, well, get it in blood. We help y'all after we help. You know what I'm saying? I can't help you. I got two busted up knees. I'm trying to help you.
It is type like the plane situation. You got to put your mask on first then help everybody else.
There you see.
That is true.
Come
though.
On, brother. They teach you that in school. I
that
can't,
is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I need to put the mask on first. We
can't help
up.
Y'all if we over here fucked up.
Y'all got to find a way, man. Got to put a goddamn cat ass on your face or something,
God,
man.
Damn.
We got to keep our masks here, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trump. That was a good move, I feel.
And let's speak, since we're talking about this corona stuff, let's talk about the Navy.
Oh,
that captain fired for flagging.
Nigga thought he, go ahead, Slim. My bad.
It's all good.
I want to rip his motherfucking nose. Off.
The Navy Parakeet captain knows. Fired for flagging coronavirus outbreak on ship. Right here, this dude. Yep.
You as a U.S. Navy Theodore captain. You,
Roosevelt
you
captain.
You motherfucker.
USS, too.
Come on, top level.
Yep.
You understand the protocol of being a fucking captain of a goddamn battleship.
So break this it down no for what happened from the sea.
The battleship.
That you
this,
know of.
Understand, once again, this is the battleship. This ain't no, this a warship, nigga. Yeah.
This is like the movie in the game.
Yeah, midway goddamn World War II shit. So what is they had an outbreak on the shit. A lot of motherfuckers got sick with the Rona, right?
Right.
So he's telling all the business of the world, like, oh, we got Corona outbreak. We got to get our people off the damn boat and all that. You know what I mean? So only 10% of people need to be on the, this is a warship, champ. Yeah. You can't be telling no business like that. They fired his goddamn ass, man.
So what do you mean telling business with what?
You can't, why are you telling people, why are you flagging and telling people that we have an outbreak on one of our battleships, champ?
It makes us vulnerable. That battleship is down. They
become. Yeah, so we, a battleship, damn, you got to know about war. Point. About war, one of the best things you could ever have is a good Navy. That's how he won World War II against the Japanese and all that. We fucking their boats up. It's super important. And you letting us know we got an outbreak on one of our fucking battleships.
Our biggest shit.
And come to find out, we sending battleships over to visit. Well, they're going to go to war with them because their president out here sending drugs over here. Their president, nigga.
It'll come up during this pandemic.
Yes.
We are not at, this is a captain. This is what he the said. Captain said. Captain, please, with Navy leaders. We are not at war. Sailors do not need to die. If we do not act now, we are failing to properly take care of our most trusted asset, our sailors.
Telling too much business, bro. They fired.
Yeah. Because you snitched.
Because get them to find out, like I said, like I think today or yesterday, Trump just announced they're going to send some warships over to Venezuela because the president is.
So now they know you got a chicken in the armor.
You see what I'm saying?
So what can like, you really do?
There you go. Like,
damn.
This is crazy,
so
bro.
He, why, he just publicly he trying came to save out his somebody
people.
Said that?
He's trying to save his people, and I get that, but you are a sailor, bro. You are a warrior.
You
got to
die on the sword.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to keep it in-house. You can't be telling the business. He thought he was doing something right.
Yeah.
No, nigga.
Yeah, that's
you wrong. Signed up for this shit. It's fucked up. But that's,
I agree.
Yeah, he shouldn't have told the business.
For
or,
sure.
Or handle it within the White House, like, you know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they
for
fired
sure.
him.
Yeah, I agree, brother.
Yeah, you fired, brother.
All right, well, let's talk about Joe Rogan discuss current coronavirus with Dr. Peter Hotez, because I actually checked this joint out.
Okay.
Just a little jibber. Did you watch it?
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah,
a little. With the glasses?
I think he had glasses.
Yeah. With the bow tie. The bow tie.
Bow tie, yep.
The nigga
yeah,
that eat McDonald's.
There you go,
that.
Yep, yeah, that's yeah. him, yep.
Big weirdo.
I only watched a little jibber because it was so long.
He was talking too much.
Yeah, and it's too goddamn analytical brain. Yeah, it wasn't was no too entertainment goddamn to it.
Weird science brain.
Yeah. That's how he beat his dick with the goddamn.
Oh, with mayonnaise.
The science flasks.
Oh, yeah, big, yeah. He made his own.
Bloody dick.
He made his own concoction of goddamn pelican sperm yeah. with a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, peacock blood.
He looked like the motherfucker that created the corona.
Yeah. Beat dick to that type. Like, he jack off the molecules.
Beat his dick with corona juice.
Motherfucker, what's that microscope? Ooh, look at that the organism. Ooh, it's connecting the meatball. Beating dick. Come on, man. Stop. I'm going to split the atom. I split the nucleus. Come now. Face having a hand.
Beating it with half a hand.
Oh, shit. Big time. But yeah, man, Peter goddamn host was giving some good insight on like the virus and how it spreads and what we need to do.
Who do you think was better though, him or the other old
the
dude
first
that Joe Rogan was talking about?
Of course.
I ain't gonna lie, I think he was better at breaking
it down.
He was
straight to the point. He scared the shit out of me.
Scared me too.
Scared everybody.
Him, he type, give you a little hope type.
I don't want no hope, because there ain't no hope. No,
but you need the hope, though.
I know, you need hope,
but
hope.
But I ain't gonna
alive.
Lie to you, though. This like shit Don been King crazy. 2,000 people died in New York.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they said they bring in refrigerated big semi-trucks.
Some of that stuff be
to
fake.
To hold the bodies.
Yeah, some of that be fake type, but some of it's real, too.
Okay, but let's talk on this for the last point, brother, because okay. I watched something on
you
YouTube the other
with,
day.
Huh?
Yeah, bro, on the Inside Dish MOOC was, you know, they always get the 1-2 minute clip MOOCs.
Yep.
And the mom, there was a mom that had like a bunch of kids. Can right. we pull this up? The mom dying, you know, had to use a walkie-talkie because, you know, and there was a nurse that just went crazy. Me and Jazz was watching
I
last
saw the
night.
Nurse. I ain't going back.
Yeah, nurse said, I ain't going back. And you got to think, she's saying like, she's talking about people like this. Let's see, move it away. Let me see a thumbnail. Yep, that's her on top. You know what I'm saying? So pretty much what happened is she died, right? 44 right. years old. She had these kids. And her kids had to say goodbye from a fucking walkie-talkie, bro. Look at her kids.
And
three,
she died
four,
from
five, six kids. And she died from corona. And her, she had to say goodbye, bro, from a fucking walkie-talkie. They couldn't even be with their mom for the last moment. I ain't going to lie to you. God forbid, but I got to risk myself to be around my mom. Some this motherfucking hospital going to get flipped the fuck upside down.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Well, hey, if I got to die, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? But I got to be with my, man, stop it. I got, nah, mm-mm. Can't
yeah,
do it, brother.
That's fucked up, man.
So, and all these families, that's what that nurse was going crazy about. All these families on their last moments ain't able to be with their fucking parents, bro. They can't say they last goodbyes or nothing. Right. I'm sorry. Y'all motherfuckers going to have to put a bullet in me.
Yeah, in the scalp.
You hear me?
Too.
I'm
damn.
Not fucking going, champ.
Right. That's
you know
fucked
what I'm saying?
Up, champ.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? shit, keep it real, you know what I'm saying? My mom, I've got that, I said, but yeah, you type got that goddamn, hey man, God bless, you know what I'm saying? Right. But walkie talkie, but
yeah,
you know, type now, you know, I don't know, brother, unless some shit get together, you know what I'm saying? But my mom, I ain't gonna lie, I'm flipping this bitch upside down, back and forth, whatever the fuck got to be done, got to get done, brother, because you, what? Because you imagine that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy, you're gonna bogart me like that.
Imagine surviving this whole pandemic, right? And you are one of the chosen ones that God didn't pick. Whenever you look back, you can't even say to your kids, to you in your memory bank, that you weren't there for that moment, brother.
Dude, that's sad.
That's everything.
Well.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, this is it's historical, bro. There's nothing to play with. And that's super sad, man. It's nothing to play with, man. We keep seeing new stories every day, man. So everybody stay safe, stay home, man. And hold your loved ones tight, man. It's nothing to fucking play
with. Facts, man. Speak your love now, man. Your peace, everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is serious. This shit counts. And we only out here making this shit, excuse me, because this, at the end of the day, let me touch on this for the last shit too, man, because I'm activated right now.
I see, brother. Go
motherfuckers,
ahead.
Man, stand that's watching podium. Us and they saying like, man, y'all heard this shit ain't essential for y'all to be making a podcast, ain't essential for y'all to be out here making y'all videos on our channel.
Right.
At the end of the day, I know homies, some of my niggas is rich, you know this,
right.
And they fucked up and shit, man, listen here.
Big time.
At the end of the day, like Three said, coronavirus, bills ain't catching that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers got to do whatever motherfucker got to do to stay afloat.
Right.
This shit, if God chooses one of motherfuckers to clock out, ain't shit you can do.
It's
yo, this God is hand-selecting motherfuckers, man, to stay and go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want nobody to go, but this shit is here, it's happening. What the fuck can you do? Now, I'm not saying go out there and just reckless. Be around people and be reckless. You know what I'm saying? But bills got to be paid full. Man, I got people I take care of, brother.
You got a whole arsenal of people you take care of.
I go down, everybody goes down.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, motherfuckers got to get out there and do what they got to do, but you got to grind responsibly, man.
Yes, and also, you know, we're helping people while they're going through this pandemic. They get to watch and hear this shit, and we know we touch people. We're here for a real reason.
Facts.
We're not just here. We entertainment, but it's more than entertainment. We know what we bring to this world.
Yeah.
So we know and we insightful, giving y'all some comical and also real insights on different shit that y'all wouldn't get. So we definitely need it. We here for y'all. And of course, we here for ourselves too. Don't get it fucked up. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts. And at the end of the day, man, if we was the goddamn dinosaur, we died on the goddamn sword giving this shit everything we ever motherfucking had, and we gave it to y'all.
Straight
we don't got to be out here doing it. We can say everything. We got enough in the goddamn stash bank to goddamn stand it for a good minute and hope that the store goddamn die out.
Right.
But we out here and we giving this shit to y'all, man, and we are living by what we tell y'all every single day.
Mandatory.
The grind don't stop, and by any means necessary, if you really believe in something, you really fuck with something, man, you got to die on the sword about it if you standing on it and you really believe in that shit.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Mandatory.
So we out here and we living by example and we leading by example.
Every time.
So that's
speaking
it.
Of that,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Those
the question. Five-star reviews, man. Go there and goddamn give us the 5-star on the top of the movie.
On the Apple Podcast. IG question first.
Get to pop up, Bola.
It's from J_the_magician.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's...
Nigga like magic tricks, huh?
It's not making light of the situation. It's the world we live in. But he was saying... For y'all, if one of your whips had to catch COVID-19 and go down and out, which one would it be? And he said he can't be your McLaren because it's already hurt right now.
I wouldn't have picked that anyway. I'd have picked that truck.
Okay. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if... Yeah, I got to say truck. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't getting rid of my Hellcat and I got a McLaren.
Right.
I could always just get a little truck.
Yeah, for me, I feel like even though it's my favorite
car... Wait, my bad. I could, I still count me and Jazz together. I pick a Lexus.
Oh, shit.
That joint, cheap. That joint got to go.
He's trying to cheat, man. But if I had to pick out all my whips, even though I love it the
Ruby,
best, I say my Corvette could catch a Rona because I feel like I
what?
Did. Yeah, I gave it all, done it all. And I want the new one anyway. I'm getting a new one anyway. So it's like it's time to be put to sleep tight.
But the Corvette type more you, bro. That's you a Hellcat hooligan?
Yeah,
but the Corvette more you.
That's what I'm saying. I get the new Corvette. You know what I mean? To take its place and christen it on. You know, like
and
cocoon.
Do the same exact thing to that.
Yeah, of course,
bring it back to life.
It'd be the cocoon, bust out the butterfly, come out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
because I didn't give it the crescendo of greatness.
Right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Three.
Apple Podcast reviews. Gang, we got Lewis 540G.
Yes, sir.
Gang, hey man, top of the MOOC podcast. Stay safe out there, both of y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Pretty much. Salute. I look up to both of y'all. For real, all the way from Virginia.
Shout out to Virginia with it, man. Yeah, shout out to you, Luis. Organic Love from the Sea, man. 5 stars.
Appreciate you. 3M.
Sparks, 1994. Dope. Yet y'all at the Basketball Hall of Fame and been rocking with y'all guys for years. Podcast is fire. Shout out to you, Sparks. You met us at the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yep. That's our meet and greet tour.
Yeah, that's why I picked up my dog, Athena, at, man. He's speaking to Athena, too.
R.I.P.
Athena. She goddamn, she bit a damn person yesterday. A little kid type.
See, that's why Queen had to go.
Yep, and she in quarantine right now, locked up type. Not really. You know, she just, you know how aggressive she is. Be playing too much. Yeah. She's not aggressive like I hurt you, but playing too much, a little kid bit it type. So she on quarantine.
They like them Penitentiary Slim stories, don't they?
Oh, they legendary.
Man, I got them for eons.
Right.
So, and this, I know this isn't funny. YouTube comments were funny, but it's cool because it's just a, making a point for, that this guy has with Utah.
I read that comment, too.
Yeah, with Ken and I, the Good Deed channel.
Ken right. and I, the Good Deed channel. It says, tall guy, so sorry you had to deal with crap with your dad. But, bro, he meant to say, everything is going to make you the best father when the time comes.
Right.
I didn't have a dad growing up, but I raised two lawyers, a doctor, and a psychiatrist.
Damn.
Top of the mook, man.
You a good D nigga for
facts.
Real.
Trust me, bro. You're going to make the greatest father ever because that's what growing up in the hood with no father made me. All praises to the most.
To
okay,
the most
man.
Of the most high.
To the most high. I appreciate you, champ.
Ashallah. I'm a little.
Yeah, goddamn, bro. Stop it.
I almost said it. Fuck.
Sound ignorant.
What is that you said?
Abish me Allah.
Abish me Allah.
Yeah. But no, man. The thing is like I grew up with a father and I appreciate that, champ. I grew up. With a dad, I grew up with a dad. He just went through what he went through, man, and shit, he didn't have one. So I think he tried to do the best that he could do within it, but he just still didn't have it all up there. You know what I'm saying? So it happened. I don't hate him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't never forget it. And it did make me who I am. So, and I know that God gives his toughest battles to his toughest soldiers.
Right.
So I was able to, you know, get through that and be able to tell my story today. And it's a testament of God's work. You know what I mean? So shout out to you, man. I appreciate it, man. And man, I hope you're right, brother, because I'm going down that road.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No question about it.
But I got to prove to myself, brother. I got to prove to myself that I can do it.
Yeah, I know you can do it. And I seen you do it before.
I always, and I appreciate that. I always, and I have. I was essentially that. You know right. what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is I always preach to people, conquer your fears, take a leap of faith, everything. So if I can do this with everything, and my number one fear is marriage and kids, you know what I'm saying, and giving somebody that trust and all that,
right.
then I have to live on that, and I got to die on that sword if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? But right. the thing is, I don't think I will, bro. Nah. I think I'll do great because
it's like, yeah,
I've done it with everything I've
everything
ever done.
Else. Everything else, we took those big leaps of faith and always worked, which right. is a blessing. But
thanks. And this is by far the scariest, but at the same time with Jazz,
it's that
I'm
Grand
not,
Canyon type, huh?
Oh, a type, if there was one bigger type, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is I know with Jazz,
you got a
it's
partner
just
a, that made it easier.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I just know that she gives me that specialness, you know what I'm saying, that I've never felt before.
Right.
So if there, and I told you this before early on.
Right.
I said, bro, I know this is, if I don't captivate on this opportunity right now.
All right, never come again.
Never happen again because it's that special. She that great. You know what I'm saying? So
legendary.
But at the end of the day, like, my brain is, you know what I'm saying? It's a goddamn been through a lot, brother. You know what I'm saying? So everything is always a battle with me to get through. And I know if I've done it with everything, why can't I do it with this?
You got it, man.
So shout out to you, man.
Top of the move, top of the move.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Episode 10.
Episode 10 already.
Yeah. Double digits on the bitch, man. And we got 10,000 podcast downloads, too.
Right.
That's 100%. Legendary.
That's big time. So make sure y'all go download, get it to 50,000.
Yeah, I need 100,000 now.
And then a million.
Top of the moon.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's it. That's all. This episode is over. Catch y'all on the next one. Tall guy and my dog, Mr. Organic.
3-0.
We out.
Nigga. 3-0. 3-0. Climb to the top with me.